June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. The Cowboys news of the evening here on 105.3 The Fan. Almost every day at 3:20 we do it. Today we couldn't. We were talking with Sean Armstrong. Just retweeted that, by the way, from at Gavin Dawson on Twitter. You can go to at 105.3 The Fan as well and watch that Sean Armstrong interview that we just did. Listen to it. Odyssey app is down, is my understanding, for some devices.
For some, yeah.
So what you're going to want to do is get real familiar with YouTube. Come on over, hit that Dallas fan cam. So all kinds of great Cowboys content. And, I think, maybe going to be your new home. As much as I love the Odyssey app, and that's a fantastic way to get 105 through the fan, maybe you'll find, the YouTube way to be good for you as well. So whatever it takes, but just always know that whether it's terrestrial radio over the airs here or 100,000-watt blowtorch or the power of a great podcasting platform like the Odyssey app, YouTube, Twitch, 105throughthefan.com as well. I think it's /DallasFanCam over there as well. So I think you got five or six different ways to get us. Do not give up if one fails. Cowboys defensive end Micah Parsons said he'll still be in Oxnard for training camp even if a new contract isn't done. Said, I'll be out there. Mishota tweeting, he didn't say if he'll be on the field practicing, though. Parsons said he and Jerry Jones never discussed his contract during their lengthy talk today. That is fascinating. Didn't come up at all, but they were, chatting for 30 minutes, and seems like they hadn't chatted for like 7 or 8 weeks. So I think this is one of those situations in negotiation where both parties are well-informed, and neither wants to be the one to talk first to extend the olive branch, because that's going to be a sign of weakness. So if this deal is going to get done, I think it's Micah and his agent are going to have to go to Jerry and be like, hey, we're willing to do that one thing you said a while back. And if not, then I think this holdout's going to go deep into Oxnard. Are you hearing anything, Brian? What do you think?
I reached out, and usually when it comes to contract stuff, sometimes you get an answer, sometimes you don't. So I asked a pretty quick question. I'm not going to go in what I asked. I just was curious about something, but
I think we're looking at a hold in.
Yeah, this is one of those times. I think that Jerry was probably telling Micah, hey, I said this before. I think if it was a nuts and bolts, like Steven could probably better explain how things would look if we did this. If you can work with me on this, and I thought he would do the same thing with Dak, but Dak just, Todd France and them got exactly what they wanted. But I think this is Jerry probably telling Micah that, hey, listen, we want you here. We want to do this, but can you work with us a little bit?
Yeah.
You cannot talk about the contract. You could talk about not the money aspect of the contract, but you could, or the amount of the money, but you could talk about, hey, this is what, I'm trying to do. And, maybe I understand what you're doing with your media stuff and all that. Maybe Jerry's kind of talking to him in a business sense.
Yeah. A lot of stuff to talk about.
Yeah, I love your podcast.
Yeah. Well, hey, I see what you're doing. I got this huge platform here. you know, maybe I could help you down the road. You know, I mean, talking to him that way. But I think he was giving him that landman speech. I think he was talking to him about, hey, like life after football and what you can do.
Yeah.
And Micah's probably interested in those kinds of talks.
Man, that'd be slick negotiating if at this opportunity, as Jerry Jones, you're not going to go talk to Micah about the agent. You're going to go like a soft sell on the value of being a longtime Cowboy. And then just go think about that for a while. We'll see you in Oxnard, sir. Yeah. But, you know, I think you talk about the extreme value that you do get with the Cowboys. And sure. do you want to, you know, try to extract the max? I think if lurking behind that was the threat that we could actually trade you or not do a contract, that would be enough to get Micah to go home, pick up his phone and say, hey, we're taking $38 million right now.
Yeah, I don't think he threatens him.
No, you don't have to. You just paint the picture.
Yeah. But I think that Jerry had that talk with him today. Of like, listen, look what Aikman's done. Look what Romo's done. Look what everybody who's played here, who's had a...
We had Jalen Smith launching businesses. Yeah, this guy couldn't even really play.
Exactly. I mean, he's just kind of talking about like, you know, hey, I'm like you. I'm a billionaire and this is how you want to get there. You know, I want to help you with this. It's probably really a life lessons question, a life lessons talk today more than... anything, but I guess he's trying to sell to me the idea that there's bigger things for you than this contract if you really really think about it.
Yeah,
you know, and I bet you that's where Jerry kind of pointed out some things, because you know if you end up going to Tampa or some other place. Mm-hmm.
Anonymous.
It's not going to be the same, man.
You open up Pandora's box. You could go to a great franchise where all the eyes are on you.
Yeah.
And easily that could flip. You could think you're going to the best team and all of a sudden they're not any good and you're stuck with nobody watching on national TV.
Yeah.
Right here, even if we have bad seasons, your brand is going to be 10 times better than anywhere else you could go play.
You know, it's funny, and I hope I'm not wrong saying this. I think Myles Garrett, I think he sold out.
Oh, I agree with you 100%.
I think Myles Garrett said, you know what? I went in there, I huffed and I puffed and I said, I don't want to be here anymore. And then they said, okay, we'll give you $40 million a year. Okay. I think Myles Garrett is going to go on in life. He's going to be a highly paid guy. They're going to talk about him when he's done in the Hall of Fame. And people are going to talk about what a great player, but Myles Garrett has gone to an organization or playing for an organization. It's not ever going to go to the Super Bowl. Not ever going to win a division. They're just not. You know, he took the money instead of saying, you know what, I'm getting a little point. Like DeMarcus Ware said, if I'm going to win a Super Bowl, I got to get the hell out of here. Yeah. You know, the Cowboys like basically
did him a favor.
Well, the Cowboys did him a favor, you know, but he knew, and he was able to go win a Super Bowl. Good for him. But Myles Garrett completely took the money here. It's not about winning for him anymore.
No.
It's about $40 million a year and setting things up to where he could build Tyson chicken coop if he wants. You know what I'm saying? That's what he does. He raises animals and stuff and has charitable things.
I think they do giant warehouses.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He could build the biggest
chicken coop
he wants.
Definitely made of chicken feathers.
But he definitely said, yeah, it's not about winning for me now. It's about just making as much money as I humanly can.
Man, you came out hot today in the 2 o'clock talking about Von Miller. We were kicking it around yesterday. Yeah. Did you go watch more film on him?
Yeah, I did. That's why I did. I think that if you detect any of the slightest bit that Micah Parsons is going to hold out, don't wait around. Don't wait around. Be proactive here. Go sign Von Miller and find a way to make sure that you find a way to get the number of sacks that you're going to lose for a little bit with Micah Parsons. It's probably about 15 to 16 sacks, right? Probably that. So figure it out.
Well, if he has his best year.
Yeah. Get Von Miller, get six. By the way, they think they stole one in Ezra Raku.
I think they did too.
Talking to people in the organization.
I thought he was going to go in the first round.
They thought they are like super, super excited. I know Shoddy talked about him today.
Yeah, they love this guy.
I was visiting some other people in the organization, and they were like, man, we stole one here. And so, hey, good for him. But piece together the number of sacks you're going to get from Micah Parsons. And that's what you got to do. So Von Miller, to me, I would be very proactive here. and getting him and putting him as a part of this, even if I thought that Micah Parsons was going to slightly hold out.
If I'm the Cowboys, check this out, and I'm feeling good about my youngsters. If I can get Von Miller, now we can go into the season and negotiate properly. We're going to get enough pass rush. Mike is going to stay fresh. And if we can survive the first month or two of the season where the schedule is not that tough, he comes in fresh, our young guys get more reps, you know, maybe that you know, could absolutely work out for the better. And I would be interested in bringing Von Miller in. I don't know if he's championship chasing or just wants to come home and play for the star, but whatever Von Miller needs, I think 36 years old, yeah. He's one of those few guys.
He'll play hard. Yeah. And the thing, you don't have to worry about Von Miller, because what he lacks in maybe the burst that I was talking about, he makes up with that, the craftiness that players have.
And a little more power than you were anticipating.
I mean, he's got a little snap to him when you see him. And I'm watching Shohei Ohtani just throw the ball not even close to the plate right now. I get distracted. I'm sorry, I get distracted here.
Watching a little BP.
But no, he's just trying to like get back into throwing again.
He's throwing like a guy that hits home
and
runs.
Every pitch he's thrown, there you go, that was a little bit better. But
it's still a ball.
He's thrown, everything has been like on in the front of the plate.
No, well, command with this guy, huh?
Well,
just how scrub. Much did they pay him?
I'm just watching. I got distracted. I just can't believe that Shohei Ohtani, I mean, good for him pitching, but
yeah, it's
there
stupid.
You go.
I guess if he does it again, they can just never pitch him again.
Somebody hit that a ton.
I mean, he's the MVP. He's the reigning MVP. He's the MVP favorite for this year. Yeah. There's just so many things about him. Now that we've proven that, you know, where the Dodgers, maybe if this was another team like the Rangers that needed him to hit and pitch, we'd be like, oh, yeah, you have so much that just use him as a hitter until you need him as a pitcher is the way I would approach this. I don't want to risk getting him hurt because he's so dominant. He's in his prime.
Like you said, his best year when he didn't pitch as a hitter. I mean, it was unbelievable. The stolen bags as well.
Yeah, you know, and everybody loves a good stolen bag.
Well, wait a minute. Are you guys changing up on me now? You guys
changed? Yeah, we did.
Did you?
Yeah, we changed
after another injury?
Yeah.
Hey, if he wants to pitch, we'll see how it goes.
No, I paid him to pitch, and they got injuries.
Hey, listen, I don't want that guy being the punt return guy. Mm. And I used to get the big pushback from you guys on that.
Well, Travis Hunter, for sure.
There's my guy, Ice-T, over there. I can't get away from him today, that Car Shield app. I'm serious. The old stuff, Ice-T, late 80s, High Roller. Go put High Roller on it. Tell me you've heard a better rap song in the last two decades. I don't think you have.
I'm going to have to put it on, dude. Okay. I mean, when I think of Ice-T, I think of Law & Order SVU.
You're right.
Yeah, it's disappointing.
He's a boomer. He's totally boomer. He was the king. He was the king of cool, man, for a long time. All right, it is the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Where are we going next, Chief?
Oh, it's a great question. Sports hodgepodge. We got some college football news. We got NBA stuff to kick around. And your viral clip of the week is not, in fact, a ball sack. That's next in the nation.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tee or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome back to the GBAC Nation here on The Fan. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. And it's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Here's the Chief.
All right, sports hodgepodge. We start in the world of college football where, to no surprise, week one, college game day, Columbus, Ohio, Texas, Ohio State collision course. It'll be a celebration of Lee Corso's final show back where he first made the headgear history. In, I believe, 1996, first time he ever did it, he put the Buckeye on his head live from Columbus. Amazing. And that was the start of something extremely legendary. So that's going to be a fun wow. Farewell for Ole Lee Corso. I'm sure that'll be a very high-rated edition of College Game Day. I'll be looking forward to it. Week one, I mean, history, Arch Manning, reigning champs.
It's going to be incredible. The rematch of the Cotton Bowl.
But the star of the show is Ole Lee Corso.
Hey, can I ask you guys a real quick question?
I don't know. What do you think,
I should have done this while in Cressy's Corner.
Uh-huh.
All you are dads of girls.
Yes.
That is a true statement.
Do you worry about what the NCAA has done with this money situation of paying athletes, where universities will be able to give money to most of the money, maybe to football programs, and take away like girls' sports that your daughters might not have the opportunity to participate because they're going to pay, they'll give maybe all the money to football, a little money to basketball, and then everybody else.
Does that mean no scholarships?
Yeah, I think it's a bigger pie now, so I think maybe they can get that dough, which leaves a little of that Title IX money left over for the ladies. Plus, I think they're getting paid now, too. The Texas Tech gal, Kennedy,
sure,
$1 million.
I don't know if you're going to get that anymore, though, I think is what you're alluding to. Yeah, I don't know if you're getting million-dollar softball pitchers anymore. Yeah.
See, what I worry about is these schools getting allocating, like, you know, say $20.8 million, and then, say, 18 of that go into a football program, and then I've just been kind of keeping up with people who've been talking about it on air. You know, these people.
Yeah.
I'm not a lawyer. I can't. But just listen to people talk about it. There's been a lot of sports, men and women's sports, that are going to suffer because of this.
Well, I think they'll get the same amount of scholarships. They just won't enjoy the NIL money, you know, because their brand, their recognition isn't as high. It is truly going to be an open market of supply and demand. Can you help my brand? Here's the money. And a few of the ladies are going to be there, which is more opportunity than they've ever had. I think it would be way worse if this was like my childhood of the 80s and 90s when everybody just disregarded, you know, women's sports as not being good enough to be worth the time. You know,
I don't want to see, me being an SEC guy, I love seeing Texas win, you know, or of Oklahoma, whoever, you know. I like to see, like, the women's sports thrive. Please don't let them go away. You know, please don't let this just become, okay, it's all about football and it's all about, you know, that, and we can't, you know. I don't really know what the future holds with this thing. And the more I dig into it, the more I do have concerns about, you know, the Olympic sports and
a lot of unknown right now. But luckily, the ratings are just great for the College World Series and softball. So hopefully, as long as the interest level's there, hopefully we don't.
But
get
I want these ladies to have the opportunity to continue to make money,
definitely, too,
and not that all $18 million goes to football programs.
You know? Texas and Texas Tech drew 2.4 million viewers. That was game three on ESPN. Yeah. Longhorns win the Natty, and it's the most watched college softball game ever.
Yeah.
So, absolutely, Walchuck. The ratings were pretty dang strong.
I don't know if there's any causation, but it seems like women's sports have exploded in the NIL era.
Yeah, but this whole thing is a new decision, a new frontier and all that. And the more I try to learn about it, the more I have my concerns about some programs suffering because of it. That's mm-hmm. I just don't want to see, you know, I just don't want to see female athletes not get the opportunity. And I just wondered, as dads, you know, I know younger daughters
really
stuff,
hadn't considered it like as a negative, but maybe you're onto something there.
Yeah. I don't know. I just hope that I hope that they don't give all the money to football. That's why I'm sorry, Eric.
No, it's all good. It's a fair question. Everything's changing right now. Isn't it July 1st when everything will become official with all the different routes that they're going to take here, changing mm-hmm. the landscape. Now, speaking of college football and some suffering going on, it looks like Deion Sanders has been going through some unspecified illness. He's dropped like 15 pounds. He hasn't done much media. He actually sat down, did a podcast appearance with Asante Samuel just the other day, and he talked there like, I haven't done anything in a while. He's like, I'm coming back. But he says what I'm dealing with right now is a whole nother level of whatever health issues you could imagine having. So I don't know what is going on. Certainly don't want to speculate what's going on. I'm assuming he's going to be fine. They're going to get back to Boulder. But certainly hope that he's okay. Not really sure exactly what the deal is, but he's clearly going through something right now, which is definitely a huge bummer. Game two of the NBA Finals. We know game one, the ratings were terrible. Well, how about this? Game two. Also terrible. Least watched game two since 2007. Yeah. Congratulations, Thunder Pacers. Just under 9 million viewers on ABC. That's tough sledding. Gosh. ABC is where you go to get the good ratings. Everybody's got ABC. Everybody can tune in. Now, in the NBA right now, you had Brian Windhorst saying today, the NBA offseason is going to happen faster than normal. He says Shams has cleared his calendar, and he's preparing to work his hardest around the draft. You're going to get your action very soon. So a lot of the player movement, especially if this is going to be more about trades than free agency, it's all going to be centered around this draft. So over the next 2 weeks, as we get to the June 25th draft night where Cooper Flagg becomes a Mav, gosh, that's going to be a lot of fun. There's also going to be some big-time player movement potentially going down, so that's exciting. Not going to have to wait till after July 4th or whatever, waiting for the big NBA news to drop. So I'm excited about that. I think the Kevin Durant stuff right now is the big one. We'll see. It doesn't look like Giannis. I mean, we had Bobby Marks on with us on Friday. He was saying doesn't feel like Giannis is going to be going anywhere. And that is what we're seeing left and right about Giannis just being – he's posting about being choosing gratitude always. And he's holding up his Bucks jersey. So I guess he's just ready to stick it out there. Or maybe this is all going to explode, maybe come deadline time, trade deadline time, when teams start getting a little bit more desperate, feeling like, oh, we can go win right now. Let's put a package together. Maybe you get a better deal if you're Milwaukee, not in the offseason, but at the deadline, I'm not totally sure.
It kind of strikes of, you know, Giannis and the team saying, hey, we're working on it, but let's not make it public. We don't want to decrease our position. And if you have to come back and play next season, we don't want to feel like it's already been decided and you can't, because we have to be open-minded. We're not going to trade you for crap, you know. So if we can just like not publicly demand a trade or even ask for a trade, we'll work on it.
That'd be pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Mark Stein continuing to report that Jason Kidd is not really, he doesn't think Jason Kidd's really trying to get out of Dallas. So I don't know. I'm just waiting for this thing to end. I hate the idea that it's still just lingering out there like that of him potentially going to the Knicks.
Like, you haven't heard the Mavericks come out and say like, yeah, he's not interviewing. We're not letting that happen.
Or Kidd himself finding a way to just be like, no, I'm good here. I'm happy here. He hasn't made that known.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is obviously good for the brand of Jason Kidd.
Yeah.
Having suitors and just driving up your value to some extent. But Mark Stein continues to hammer home. He thinks Jason Kidd does want to be here. For whatever that's worth.
There was the report that the Knicks definitely want to hire Jason Kidd. Is he like their top candidate?
I think in an ideal world, yes. If he was a free agent right now or something, yes, absolutely. I continue to hear that they kind of want like a former player to be their coach.
Mm-hmm.
So that obviously narrows things down a little bit. But I don't know. I'm guessing it still ends up probably being that Johnny Bryant guy.
Johnny Bryant.
From the Cavaliers staff.
Man, everyone wants that Cav staff that just lost in the second round. It's weird.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they had a dang good season.
Yeah,
that's
for
sure.
They had a good season.
And then it all came crashing down in a big way. Speaking of crashing down and crashing out.
There is one more thing on that topic real quick. As much as I need resolution on this, we need Nico to be let go before I think we can get a real fresh start. And I hope that the Cooper Flagg era is not tainted in any way by that, because I've been talking to a lot of Mavs fans out there that are like, this is exciting, but man, it doesn't feel right with Nico still here. Like, it's like every time you tune into the Mavs, you have to see Nelson Cruz in right field failing to get that ball, right? Every time you see Nico's face, that's what you're going to see. The biggest failure in our organization's history. So please, Dumont, move on so we can enjoy this without worrying about what Nico is going to do or being reminded of what Nico did.
I think what Eric or Zach said is we haven't heard him shut the door on this, but going in and looking at some stuff, obviously he is the number one candidate for them.
Yeah. See, that's what I thought I read.
Yeah. So, I mean, and this is coming from New York writers. Mm-hmm. So, but
just the return just doesn't seem like it would be worth it for the Mavericks at all.
Yeah,
we're cool with this.
Right now, the reason we haven't heard that they've for sure said no is probably because they're calling. You know, yeah. We're seeing if it would be even worth it. And I would imagine New York's not going to be willing to give. Like, sure, you can have them. We can work this out. I mean, because a first round pick is worth so much in today's NBA when you need a superstar and then a lot of skilled role players. You need these rookie contracts. You willing to give me, go out and trade players for first and send them here? Trade us good players. We can do this. But I just don't think there's any way New York is going to be willing to give whatever package the Mavs want.
We had a fantastic crash out last night.
Our guy in Puerto Rico?
The malice at the Puerto Rican Palace. Ooh. This comes courtesy of our guy, DeMarcus Cousins, or as Wolchuk likes to call him.
The one and only DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
He was struggling that night, and wow. It's okay. That might have been a gummy night. Cousins. I don't know. Feels like you're getting gummy vibes from Wolchuk there.
Absolutely.
Aren't you in the nosebleed seats?
Gummy vibes.
Very well could have been a gummy night.
I can't confirm or deny what was going on there.
That's the looseness of booze and the overthinking of a gummy all in one.
Yeah, that 10 o'clock hour, man. You know.
It's the perfect recipe. Yeah. Yeah, DeMarcus Cousins, man. It was beer was being thrown on him. He's playing in Puerto Rico. And he was ready to fight the entire arena.
Yeah, he was.
I believe it was 6 or 7 security guys that had to keep him restrained from not going into the stands and tearing people up. He did at one point rub himself in the Schwanz area, and then
DeMarcus Boozy
appear to rub his sweaty crotch filled hand into the face of a fan that was sitting courtside. So it got really buck wild. But now we know there is a Puerto Rican basketball league.
I did not know that.
It's good for the marketing. It absolutely is. Now how about the video? We discussed it briefly yesterday, but Carter wasn't here. Carter, please throw the bounce house video onto the fan cam. This is the craziest video of the week on the internet. We thought that this might have been some type of AI situation. At least that's what a lot of the texters were saying and the Tolos yesterday when we were talking about this. But it turns out this crazy video of a bounce house, it's in South Africa, believe it or not. Ooh. Wolchuk, the homeland.
There we go.
And it was 25 or 20 mile an hour wind gusts or whatever, and a bounce house that had a couple of kids inside of it just goes flying, soaring into the heavens, and you see a couple of kids fall out from like 20 feet in the air, just falling smack dab onto the grass. The video is crazy. So crazy that, again, people thought it was an AI clip, but the children fall out from 25 feet in the air. Children treated for injuries, believed to be okay, but that is the very unspecific report that we have about the kids that fell. And again, it was a 25-foot fall. Mm. The video is
wild.
Is truly
like, there's no way
crazy.
This is real.
I can't believe bounce houses can get just spun up like that. But maybe the winds of South Africa are just that ridiculous. Yeah. Well, Chuck, I don't know.
Can you imagine how good that lawsuit's going to be?
By the way.
Yeah, that lawsuit's going to hit good. Hopefully it's nothing more than maybe a broken arm here or there.
Yeah.
What do you think? Maybe these kids had like a rolling land that could save them a little bit, like the cheese wizard.
Maybe
chasing the cheese
That's
ball.
Possible.
Do we sign releases to get in this bounce house?
Not from my experience, okay? My experience as a dad, my kids just take their shoes off and go have a time.
Go have fun.
I'm not signing any paperwork. So
next thing you know, you're flying in the air.
Now, when you go to a trampoline park, you're signing.
Yeah, yeah.
You feel like you're at the doctor's office. Oh, yeah. They want to know everything about you.
You're right. You probably clicked through something when you ordered
Judge
that.
Street all the time, that thing.
Oh,
you know?
Man, you're asking for broken bones at that place.
He was concussed several times.
Gosh. What if you went to a friend's house and he did ask you to sign this paperwork for you, let your kids go play in my backyard? Sign this right here, man.
You know, there's a Bernie Mac episode about that. And I
what you going to do, huh?
I think I would.
I think you'd sign him.
I'm going to sign it. There's no way I'm going to sue you. I mean, if you want me to sign it, that's weird. And we're going to be less friends after that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, we're looking
at it. I'm just trying to protect my castle. You know what I mean?
I get it.
I get it.
And that's fine. We're just not that level of friends. We'll just never be family. Damn. You know, we just kind of know each other and you like me, but you don't trust me. That's fine. You know, kind of don't trust you too.
I'm also going to need to know the details of what's going on in this backyard.
There you
that
go.
That is so ridiculous that we have to sign the NDA.
Right?
Okay. Or whatever it is, the waiver.
Yeah, you said NDA, right?
Yeah.
Collect the phone.
Sign right here, play. Sign right here, playboy.
Damn, is this a freak off?
What the hell is that? All white party. You got the wrong clothes on.
What was his alter ego? Buddy Love? Was it Buddy Love?
Yeah, Buddy Love.
Yeah, that's classic.
Boy.
Yeah, seeing that in a different light. Okay, Santa's coming up next. He's at Jared Sandler. We got Rangers baseball conversation coming up next in the nation.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3. The fan segment's brought to you by us, the G-Bag Nation. Thanks for making us part of your day. Rangers pregame's coming up at 6 o'clock. And it's time now to catch up with Sands, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. How you doing, Jared?
What's up, guys? Little Stone Temple Pilots, huh?
That's
a good jam.
Yeah, I love that stuff. Love talking baseball with you, Jared. Question tonight about the starting pitcher, Tyler Mahle. He's been so good. I'd love to have him for a playoff run, but what do you think the chances are that he gets traded before the deadline?
I think it's – I mean, I don't know what percentage I would assign to that, but I definitely don't think it's out of the question. Even if, you know, the Rangers are contending, obviously if they're going to take on the form of a seller, then, you know, that's a no brainer, right? He's an expiring deal, but I think you could see a situation where the Rangers try and trade a strength, you know, strength for a strength, I guess, or, you know, major league for major league trade with another team, you know, with Gray and Bradford coming back, with the depth that this rotation's demonstrated, and the success they've had. I think, you know, the reasons for doing that, first of all, would be maybe they're not so sure that the success that he has demonstrated is going to maintain, even if it I don't know that they expect them to have an ERA that barely scratches the surface of two, but you know, if they feel like there's some results that might regress, you know, they want to get on top of that in advance, or maybe you know, maybe they just feel like, hey, from a financial standpoint, this is one way for us to create a little wiggle room at the deadline, while also adding to whatever it is that, you know, we're trying to put together. Obviously the Rangers are, you know, not a perfect team. They're holes. And so, yeah, I could see that happening for sure. Now, of course, you know, they might not and might just continue to roll with it. But I think even if they're contending, I think I could, you know, he'd be the guy in the rotation where it's like, all right, if you're contending and you were to tell me there's a guy they would trade in their rotation, who would it be? It would probably be him.
Okay, and do you want – would you settle for just a DH, or does it have to be an outfielder DH?
I mean, I think for flexibility's sake, I'd like a guy who can play the field, even if that doesn't, you know, mean that would be his primary role with the Rangers. I just think, you know, having – whenever you have a guy who's a DH only, it limits you. It limits your flexibility not only in writing up the lineup when the game starts, but – maneuvering in the middle of the game too. You know, it doesn't need to be a gold glove guy, but as much as I can avoid a guy who's a DH only, you know, I want to. Obviously, if it's David Ortiz, then you roll with the punches there, right? You know, you make it do. But, you know, anything short of like a perennial all-star type hitter, I think having a DH only can really hamstring you.
Jared, I hope that this is not a butt cracking. I don't think it is, because this is the real Ken Rosenthal on the Twitters. But he is reporting that Craig Kimbrell is signing a minor league deal with the Rangers after he elected free agency following the Braves designating him for assignment. So thoughts on the Craig Kimbrell addition to the minors?
Yeah, if hypothetically that is in fact true.
Hypothetically,
of course. Yeah, I mean, why not, right? You know, it's obvious that the Rangers, while in an odd way, they do have bullpen depth. You know, they're looking for guys that can help get, you know, the final nine outs. And maybe it's one of the guys they currently have, but they need someone else to bump them into that role to then fill their role, whatever it might be. So, you know, worst case scenario, it doesn't work out. And, you know, no harm, no foul. It's a minor league deal. You're not, you know, guaranteeing a 40-man spot. And financially speaking, you know, I imagine, you know, it's not going to be that expensive. And if it hits, it hits. If it doesn't, you know, to me, it's a low – you know, low risk, I guess high reward or mid-level reward. You know, I don't know what his ceiling is, but he's obviously a guy who's had experience closing games out. You know, the concern with him the last couple years was that, you know, he ran out of steam, that, you know, he was good in the first part of the year and then just didn't have the bullets or the gas tank to last. Obviously, the concerns were larger than that this year because he, you know, didn't even really have a built-in opportunity when the season started. But, yeah, see how it works, see what he does, and, you know, maybe he's able to contribute to the ball club, and if it doesn't work out, then you know, you move on, and like I said, no harm, no foul.
Where are we at with the confidence, Wyatt Langford, getting back going here? You had the extra day off. What have we been seeing from him? What is he not clicking on right now?
Yeah, I think with Wyatt, you know, it seems like right now, and not to oversimplify, it's just getting on time with the fastball. You know, it seems like he's had a tough time with that. There've been, you know, some favorable counts. There've been some pitches that, you know, have kind of been in that zone where it's like, okay, when he's not even like on fire, when he's just kind of going normally, you know, that he's going to take advantage of that pitch. So I think the fastball is probably a big thing. Again, not to oversimplify it, I'm sure if you were to, you know, talk, you know, granularly, there are things, mechanics and approach related things that would come up. But I think for me, let's just simplify it, hit the fastball. And I think, you know, he's going to be in a much better spot.
Jared Sandler here with you in the G-Bag Nation. 105.3 The Fan. Rangers baseball is coming up at 6 o'clock in Minnesota. What'd you make of Adolis Garcia's 4-plus games in his return? Nice little hitting streak going, Jared.
Yeah, no, he's looked good. I mean, I don't know if we're going to get 2023 Adolis. You know, that would be great. And even if it's just for 6 weeks, I mean, I think that would be you know, a big boon for this lineup. But, yeah, he's looked good. You know, there was one at bat. I think it was maybe the second game of that national series where he came up with first and second and nobody out. And, you know, the Rangers were in a position to maybe tack on and get some insurance. And he struck out, and it just wasn't a great at bat. You know, it seemed like he threw away some pitches. But really weren't close. And he's gonna have that from time to time, right? You know, you're not going to totally get rid of that. But I think the next step for me with Adolis, and I say next step, it's not that he's conquered, you know, whatever that first step is, but just situationally get back to being a guy that is going to be productive for you and do what the game is asking him to do. Because, you know, I don't know how much I believe in, like, the RBI stat is somewhat controversial. Some people will tell you that it's simply a product of your environment, that if you're hitting fourth in a good lineup, you're going to get RBIs, and if you're hitting ninth in the same lineup, your RBI figure is going to drop. And I think there's some truth to that, but I do think there are guys who situationally play the game, and because of that, they are going to consistently have higher RBI numbers than whatever their spot in the order would dictate. And when you go, you know, on a three-year run, is one of the most productive run producers in baseball, like Adolis did from 21 through 23. I think there's something to that, right? Because it's not like in 21 the Rangers were on this, you know, had this great lineup, and it just seems like he doesn't have that as much anymore. You know, whether it's getting a hit with runner in scoring position and doing what the game says, or maybe moving guys over and having productive outs. You know, that's what I'd like to see from Adolis. But I do think overall it does look better so far than it did, you know, in the week or 2 weeks leading up to, you know, his mental break, or however you want to characterize it.
What does Minnesota do well? What's their best skill set as a team?
So, you know, they're weird because they really haven't been super healthy, but, you know, right now they've got Correa, Buxton, and Royce Lewis in their lineup. Those are three, you know, high-level position players who just can't seem to stay on the field. But, you know, one thing they've consistently done well is match up. You know, they're a team that maybe on paper you look at them and you're like, yeah, you know, I don't know. But, you know, then when it comes down to it in the sixth inning and that critical spot, they've got a guy up and you don't feel great about it because you look at his numbers against that pitcher or against a lefty or whatever the split might be. And they typically have a pretty versatile roster in that regard. I think Rocco Baldelli, he gets criticized here locally in Minnesota for maybe playing the game too much on paper, but at the end of the day, they typically are, you know, they have a really competitive team. They're able to weather whatever injury storms they have to deal with. I don't love their bullpen. Like I wouldn't love to try and come back on their bullpen in seventh, eighth, and ninth innings. So, you know, with Duran and Griffin Jacks, they got some really good relievers. But I just think for me in general, they match up about as well as any team, you know, in the middle innings onward, both on the position player side with pinch hitters and then also in the bullpen.
How's your Nana?
Oh, thanks for asking. She's had second round of chemo last Friday. So I think, you know, we're a few days out and a little fatigued and a little nauseous, and I tell you, Broadus, she'd be doing a lot better if the Rangers could put up 10 runs. Which
I know, man. I heard the other day she is a big-time fan.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I can't reveal some of the texts I get from her. I think she'd love 10 minutes, you know, in a hitter's meeting just to give her thoughts. I don't know that it would steer the Rangers in the right direction, unfortunately. Yeah. But, you know, she'd give them a piece of her mind. But she's doing great. Thanks for asking, and hopefully we can get her a win. You know, the Rangers have never scored 10 runs here at Target Field. Their high mark here is 9. So maybe they can turn that around and put up a 10 spot tonight.
Hashtag do it for Nana.
Let's go.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Jared Sandler brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. Thanks for sharing, Jared. We'll catch up with you tomorrow. Go Rangers.
All right, fellas. Go Rangers. Take care.
Salute. Yeah, he is at Jared Sandler on Twitter. A must follow for Rangers fans everywhere. Well, Chuck, where are you taking us next?
All right, it is a Toxic Tuesday. We've got some family NFL beef. And are these the best athletes in the world? That's next.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.